Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
The Burt Show.
I'm a fairly open-minded guy. You can come at me with a bunch of opinions and I'll listen to you. But this woman here had us so mad. She's married, but she's going to her ex-boyfriend to impregnate her.
Good morning, Jessica.
Hello, how are you this morning?
Doing just great. How are you?
Well, I called yesterday to try to get Dylan to play the new Eminem song for me. But we started talking and I was telling him about how I'm going through fertility treatments with my husband right now.
Okay.
And I made the comment to him that my husband's not the one getting me pregnant.
Who's getting you pregnant?
My ex-fiancé.
Wow. This is taking an interesting turn. Okay, so let me get this straight. You and your husband have been with each other for how long?
Well, we've been together since last November. We got married in January.
You've been trying to have a child?
Since January.
Okay, so you went to the doctors and they said that that's not possible because of your husband?
Well, both of us. I had infertility problems beforehand, and my husband, brilliant man that he is, did professional bull riding for years and didn't wear a cup.
Oh, wow.
And that really had an effect on it?
Oh, yeah.
You're sleeping with this ex-fiancé?
Uh-huh.
I mean, because there's such a thing as, you know, a donor without having to have sex with them.
Well, a couple reasons we're not going that route. One, that costs a lot of money, which we don't really have. And two, we have an open marriage anyway.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, this thing just, it just keeps twisting
so
and turning.
So he's going to raise children that were fathered by your ex-fiancé?
Yes.
Wow.
And my ex-fiancé is, you know, just the donor, not the daddy.
And once that child's born, the ex-fiancé out of the picture.
He'll probably be like uncle.
See, so much of this doesn't make sense.
And your husband's not going
to
have a problem with that.
No, my ex-fiancé just out of the blue. I mean, we were already, you know, sleeping with each other. In truth, my husband understands it, and it's the same with him too. Is we both have different sex drives that the other cannot always meet,
right?
Which is why we have the open relationship, and I swear it saves our marriage.
Okay, what exactly are the terms of the open marriage? So you're allowed to mess around with anybody you want.
Have to ask permission.
Who do you ask the permission of?
Well, like if he wanted to go and sleep with another girl, he has to ask me.
And would you ever say no?
I haven't. He hasn't ever asked. With my ex-husband, I only said no one time, and that was just because I wasn't getting any either. And it really ticked me off that he was going to go give it to some girl up in Virginia and not give any to me.
Wow.
So if the tables were turning, let's say that your husband now could impregnate another woman, but you would have to raise that child, you wouldn't have a problem with that?
No.
Really?
None whatsoever. I mean, we've talked about adoption anyway, and as far as I'm concerned, that'd be no different.
Yeah, but this is a guy that you used to love and had a relationship with.
Well, she's sleeping with him anyway.
And your husband's all right with you sleeping with him, and he doesn't think that you're going to end up falling in love with this guy again.
Oh, see, it was Friday night was when we went down for the quote-unquote insemination.
Yeah.
And I took him with me, and he went to the nudie bar next door.
So he's in a strip joint next door while you're having sex with your ex-fiancé?
And he's telling the strippers about it.
So you can bring a child into this world.
Exactly.
And you're all right with him going out and messing around also?
As long as he tells me first.
If
he doesn't have a chance to tell me first, as long as he's completely upfront when he's done.
Now, is there a criteria? Do you need to go out and meet this girl, or he just says there's some girl at work that I really want to sleep with? Is that cool?
Pretty much. I mean, my only rule is that there's a difference between having sex and making love. And he can't make love to this girl, whoever she is. It's got to be strict, you know, passionate, wild, hot monkey sex.
So long as he's having great sex, great, mind-blowing sex, but so long as he's not falling in love with her, then you're going to be happy with it.
I believe she called it monkey sex.
Hi, Q100.
Hi.
Hey.
This is Ashley. You know, she's talking about having an open marriage. My parents had an open marriage. When I was 14, I found out.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I caught my dad.
Oh. So how does that, how, as the child of a family with an open marriage, how does that, how did that affect you?
It affected me bad. I became bulimic.
Oh, really?
You know, it was awful. My parents separated when I was 17. I watched other, you know, people who had open marriages. Same thing happened. It was awful. It's awful for the children. It's awful for the family.
How does it affect your relationship with people now as an adult?
I don't have too trusting of relationships.
I bet. Hey, Jessica, are you listening to Ashley?
Sex is just sex, you know.
Hey, Ashley, thanks for calling, Ashley.
You're welcome.
Morning, Kate.
Hi.
How are you?
I don't want to offend you or anything.
Okay.
But people, like, you should never have children.
Why do you say that?
I mean, just, oh, my God. Your idea of what a committed relationship is and love is obviously this is what you're going to teach your child.
Yeah, how do you teach your child about a committed relationship when you guys are living the lifestyle that you're living?
Well, you know, I love my husband. I will never make love to anyone but my husband. As far as my, you know, child knowing about his father from day one, we will explain to him that, you know, mommy and daddy couldn't have a baby together. So somebody else help mommy make the baby, but your daddy is your daddy.
Oof.
Now, what's going to happen, just out of curiosity, what's going to happen if 10 years the biological father decides that he wants to be a part?
As far as I'm concerned, that's between him and the child.
Oh.
How can that be? If he wants to be
a part of the child's life, I think that's fine. But the child will always know that my husband is his or her daddy. You know, he raised her. He's the one who changed her diapers at 2:00 in the morning. And, you know, if my husband could produce children, we would do it that way.
Nicole, you're on with Jessica.
This is absolutely absurd. What is the point in getting married to a person and having those vows and having an open marriage?
Well,
let me ask you this. Is marriage only about sex?
No, it's not only about
sex. There's a lot more to it, isn't there? There's love, there's caring for each other, there's being there for each other.
See, to me, it's one and the same. Once you get married, that sex and love is the same thing.
I agree.
Yeah. Hey, Nicole?
Yeah.
You want to defend Jessica?
I am totally defending her.
Let me tell you, all right?
If her and her husband have an understanding that they came into a marriage saying, hey, you can do whatever you want to. You come to me and let me know. Then it should be okay. There are a lot of people out there that want to have kids, that can't have kids, but can take care of them, want to love them, okay? There's a lot of people out there. I went to college with a girl who never knew who she was adopted, never knew who her mom was. Over and over, she cried, and she had all these problems because she never knew who her real mom was. She only knew who her adopted parents were. So it really screwed her up in the long run, too, because she went around searching and searching. She finally found this woman, and she had like 6 other kids. She was living on welfare. She had all these other problems. But at least they are going about it the right way, to me, to say, hey, I know who the father is. I know, you know, at least he's somebody who's reputable. I know his, you know, what his background is, you know, to have a sperm donor, and then to actually bring him in as an uncle or somebody who could be into the child's life. You guys, Jeff and Bert, you guys are looking at it in a negative point of view.
It's like he's going to be screwed up.
Yeah, I mean, think about all the role differences and the role confusion that's going to be going on with this child.
Oh, my God. Growing up is confusing enough, and learning about sex, oh, my God. Gosh, that just plays a whole nother part. It's going to confuse the child.
If it was just the fact she can't get pregnant, the husband can't get her pregnant, and she needed a sperm donor just 1 or 2 times so that she can get pregnant, but she wants to involve that person, okay, that's fine. But
that's
what we're attacking is they have an open marriage, and they're sleeping with multiple partners along with each other.
He hadn't been sleeping with a lot of people. She said that he asked her once or twice. I mean, I'm not saying that that's like the best way
that's
to
okay.
do it. But look, there's so many guys out here that I meet all the time. They're married. They're secret.
That doesn't make it right.
They're going out. They're like, hey, I'm married, but hey, you know what? It's okay because, you know, if my wife doesn't find out, yada, yada, yada. It has going to happen. It's going to happen.
See, that is so
I don't think that doesn't justify it. I don't think it's right.
The person that I have slept with was last Florida when I was raped. I am only with the one person, and at this time, my husband hasn't been with anyone because he hasn't found anybody that he feels
so is. The way so you came on here yeah. was just that if he asked, and he can sleep around. If you ask, right. you can sleep
and
around.
And this guy, you know, I was sleeping with him anyway, so he's my ex-fiance, and I know he is, so he can be the father of my child, but he's not only just going to be the sperm donor, but he's also fulfilling my sexual needs.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, yeah.
I mean, you were coming on strong.
But I'm only going down there when it's time to get pregnant.
Okay, that's not the way
that's
you
not,
made
that's
it sound.
Way because,
I explained it improperly. I apologize for that. No, I'm only going down
oh
there.
My God.
So, but you'll be able to explain things clearly to your child, I'm sure, but you can't explain it clearly to a radio show.
All right, Jessica, we're going to let you go.
Okay, thank you.
The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This podcast is brought to you by Epicor Profit 21 ERP. Purpose built for distributors. In sports, the best teams don't chase the scoreboard. They set the pace. And in distribution, pace matters. 60% of top distributors run on Epicor Profit 21 ERP. It's ERP purpose built for distribution. Enhanced with agentic AI that doesn't just inform, but acts. Optimizing inventory, streamlining purchasing, and making every day easier. Don't play catch up. Visit epicor.com/win.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.